Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, my friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Man can neither accuse God nor lay the blame for his sin at the feet of the Lord. For the Lord is above the reproach of men, and it is impossible that he could ever be called into question. The Scripture plainly says, "Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God." For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. Sin begins in the corrupt heart of men, as James goes on to say. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. We must face the fact that our sin is our sin. We have invited destruction to visit us, and it has obliged. We are not innocent bystanders being acted upon by a desire that is not our own. We have surveyed the wicked desires of our heart, and we have embraced them time and again. Is it any wonder that the Lord said, O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself? The man who has not been quickened by the Spirit does not see the wickedness of his sin, nor can he in any wise realize the utter destruction that attends it. But this in no wise excuses him from it. He sees his errors as commonplace, which indeed they are, and since this imperfection is shared by all of mankind, he takes some measure of comfort as he compares himself to other men. He considers himself righteous because his evil deeds appear righteous when compared to the dregs of society. Neither can he see his actions as reprehensible in the sight of the Lord, because he has no knowledge of the Lord's hatred of sin, nor can he begin to fathom the absolute holiness of his person. Apart from the mercy of God being visited upon him, he shall utterly perish in the darkness of his own mind, all the while convinced that he has some form of righteousness. When the Spirit of God quickens a man, he finds himself stripped, naked, and bare before a holy God, from whose gaze and judgment he cannot hide. He must say with Isaiah of old, "Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." He has no recourse but to cast himself on the mercy of God, and to cry out as the publican, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." In a moment, the Lord is able to empty a man, even as a bag of refuse is poured out upon a garbage heap. His only hope is in Christ. Christ is personally acquainted with the plight of his people. "For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin." Christ is perfectly suited to be the Savior of his elect. "Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted." Christ has faced all of the judgment for their sin, and has triumphed over it, taking their sin upon himself. "Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. He was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." Christ shall preserve his people faultless unto the very end, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Is Christ your Savior?
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.